It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. United Nations nuclear inspectors arrived in Pyongyang today, 4.5 years after their colleagues were expelled. The inspectors are in North Korea's capital to discuss the long-delayed plans to shut down the country's main nuclear reactor. Now, yesterday, North Korea pledged to move forward on an agreement which was reached months ago to close that plant. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on the road ahead.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's top nuclear inspector, Olli Hinonen, said his team plans to spend 3 days discussing with the North Koreans how to shut down their main nuclear facility at Yongbyon. The North Koreans, he said, will decide the schedule for the shutdown.
First of all, they are the ones who shut it down and not us, so they have to make their own plans. And how long it will take, it depends a little bit on them. So these are the details which we are going to discuss.
The tightly guarded Yongbyon complex is about 60 miles outside the North Korean capital. It includes a 5-megawatt nuclear reactor and a laboratory for reprocessing spent fuel rods into weapons-grade plutonium. At a press conference in Washington yesterday, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill said these could be out of commission by year's end.
What we're looking for in terms of shutting down this reactor, or shutting down this complex in Yongbyon, is just a first step of many steps, but if all goes well, we would hope that by the end of the calendar year 07, we will have the facility shut down and disabled.
Hill, the administration's point man on the North Korean nuclear issue, was in Pyongyang last week on the first visit there by a senior U.S. official in 5 years. Hill said that the North Korean nuclear disarmament talks could reconvene next month to chart the way forward. By next year, Hill said, the talks could focus on an end game, including North Korea's complete nuclear disarmament and a peace process for the Korean Peninsula. Xu Wenji is a North Korea expert at Northeast China's Jilin University. He says a lot could go wrong before then. The outlook for the future depends on each step that is taken now, he says. It's action for action. If one side fails to do its part, then the next step can't proceed. The process has been stalled for 2 months over the issue of $25 million in frozen North Korean assets. Pyongyang just confirmed receipt of that money yesterday. Experts say North Korea's real intentions won't be clear until later, when it lays all its nuclear cards on the table. Even after disabling Yongbyon, North Korea still has to declare how many nuclear weapons it's already built and how much plutonium it's stockpiled. Christopher Hill said that on this trip, Pyongyang did not admit to the highly enriched uranium, or HEU, program that Washington suspects it has.
Well, when the HEU program has come up, the North Koreans have said that they understand this is an important issue that needs to be resolved to mutual satisfaction, whatever that means.
While some observers say Hill's visit was a welcome sign of flexibility, hardline critics are calling it appeasement. Former UN Ambassador John Bolton called Hill's trip poor diplomacy, which he said showed the State Department was desperate for signs of success. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.